Well, now it's time to welcome my guest, Jill Jennings, who's the volunteer coordinator for Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance. So, hi, Jill. Welcome to Phoenix FM, and I hope you enjoyed the Cliff Richard song.
Yes, thank you very much, Scott. That was something to make me put a smile on my face and make me feel at home.
Well, we try and do that. And now, it seems that yesterday was the start of National Volunteer Week, which is an annual celebration of the contribution that millions of volunteers make to almost every charity across the UK. It so happens that this year is the 30th anniversary of the event. And although Jill, of course, is here specifically in connection with Essex Air Ambulance, before we get onto that, would you just like to say a few words about the aims of the Volunteer Week in general?
Yes, I would, Scott. Thank you. Yes, Volunteer Week is to recognise and thank all those people who currently volunteer for various different organisations across the country, and obviously at the same time encourage people to think about whether they've got time to help out volunteering.
Now, I seem to recall that one of your colleagues told me that it costs in the region of £440,000 a month to cover your costs and keep the aircraft flying. That's a heck of a lot of money that you need to keep raising on an ongoing basis. So what do you personally hope to achieve during this week for Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance?
Well, that cost is correct, Scott. To keep both our helicopters flying across Essex and Hearts and the surrounding areas, it does cost £440,000 a month. We don't receive any government funding, and if it wasn't for our current army of volunteers who cover a lot of ground to help us fundraise and to get in all that money, we would be totally and utterly lost without them.
So what are you aiming to do this
year? Well, encourage more people to join that army. We are quite thin on the ground in the Brentwood area for volunteers. Mm-hmm. And we do get invited to events that are in this part of the county. So that's obviously one of my main reasons for being here with you this afternoon, Scott.
Now, clearly, you don't need to be able to fly a helicopter to become a volunteer. So who exactly are you looking for, and what are you hoping that they can bring to the table?
Well, we're looking for people from all walks of life. And we basically ask our volunteers to help us fundraise. But where we're quite fortunate, we are invited to attend many, many events across the county. Last year, we covered over 800 events, mm-hmm. but we need people to go out who officially join us to represent us to go out to that. We're a small team in the office. We couldn't cover the ground we do without our volunteers. You don't have to give us a lot of time. It's not something that people have to do on a regular basis, mm. like they must give up every Tuesday afternoon or every Saturday morning. It's very ad hoc, and they give us as much time weekly, monthly, and we have some people that just do yearly events, whatever they can give us.
Now, you're talking there predominantly, of course, about third-party events, but you do some events yourselves, don't you?
Yes, we do. We do organise our own events. The biggest one that we do, which a lot of your listeners may well be aware of, is our motorcycle run. This year it's going to be on Sunday the 7th of September, and that's a run that goes from Dunton to Harwich. It's the biggest one that we organise. Over 5,000 bikers take part each year. And it's such a large event, especially when it ends up in Harwich for a great big family fun day.
That sounds good.
Yeah, we definitely need lots of volunteers to help with that event. Mm. I mean, local to this area, in the past, we have held Strictly Air Ambulance, which is something we organise ourselves.
That's been held here, I think, at the Brentwood Centre.
That has been held here at the Brentwood Centre for the last 3 or 4 years. I myself have even been a participant in dancing, but we won't go down that road anymore. But again, it's a lovely, fun event. And again, that's another type of thing that our official volunteers that we ask to help run that evening, from whether it's selling raffle tickets, selling merchandise, catching the people leave with a bucket as they go out the door after seeing a great show.
I think that's great. Now, okay, so if I think I might want to be able to get involved and feel I've got something to contribute and just get involved, what am I getting myself into exactly?
Well, initially, you are required to fill in an application form. Mm-hmm. And we would then ask you to attend an induction, which is held at our Earls Cone office.
Right.
Appreciate that's quite a distance from here, but it is just the one time we ask you to come up. It's part of the training. You get a good insight into the charity. It takes about a couple of hours, and you get a chance to meet other volunteers mm-hmm. and staff. Following that, you then identify the needs that you might wish to get, areas you might like to get involved with. There are a variety of mm-hmm. areas, from collecting donation tins in your local shops,
right.
down to attending a large carnival or fair across the county where you might hold a merchandise stall. We also require speakers, people who are happy to go out and give talks, whether it's the local WI or whether it's a large Rotary Club dinner and dance, mm-hmm. where they might want a guest speaker. And to schools. We go out to a lot of schools, primary and secondary.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just a few examples of the type of things.
If you were doing speaking, would the charity actually provide you with any PowerPoint presentation that you know, was already prepared?
Yes, we do have a standard presentation mm-hmm. that we like our speakers to use as a main guide. Obviously, some of our speakers happen to be ex-patients, so they might have their own slight spin on it where they can actually talk about their own real life experience, but we do have that. We do have a presentation, and we have one adapted for children as well. We do hope to give all the tools for the job, as they say,
yes.
To help people feel comfortable in whatever they do for us.
Right. So, if anyone feels that this is something for them, how should they go about getting involved?
Contact me.
Well, that seems reasonable.
There is a section on our website that you can go onto a link, which is inquire about volunteering.
Right.
But yes, you can contact me direct. My telephone number is 0845 2417690, or you can email me at Jill, which is with a J, .Jennings@ehat.uk.com. But like I say, you can get all that information from our website.
Now, that EHAT is E-H-A-A-T.
It two, is. It stands A's for Essex Hearts Air Ambulance Trust.
Right. That's good. All right. That's great stuff. We'll be putting all of those details up on the website of the show page anyway. Very thanks for coming in today, and all power to your efforts during this volunteering week.
Thank you very much,
and
Scott.
That brings us, would you believe, neatly to the time for this.